We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Bill and I are always glad to be here with you. That is Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist, and yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. And we love to do the show. And, Bill, you know, we're not in the same location. Skype is bringing us together. But if you were here, I'd shake your hand, I'd high-five you, or should I not do that?
Not high-fiving. No more high-fiving. According to the Milwaukee Brewer Baseball Club, well, this is a health topic. Believe me, we're going to get there, but no more high-fives in the clubhouse or anywhere because they've had this spread of pink eye. You know, that little eye infection you get? Pink eye. And so I guess they've told them, you know, you rub your eyes, you get the bugs on your hands, and you shake hands with other guys, and, you know, and so the hygiene in the clubhouse isn't so good, and it starts running around. And people wonder, how in the world you do get pink eye? Now, pink eye is just an infection of the eye called conjunctivitis. The conjunctiva is a clear membrane in the front of your eye on the white of your eye. You don't see it, but it's there, and you'll certainly know about it if you get an infection. And so, I'm just reading about this, and I would keep trying to teach a principle here, which is boost your immune system. Don't worry so much about washing your hands, okay? So hand washing, of course, is critical in hospitals where they open your body up, and you need to have sterile hands and things when you go in there. You're going to kill people, you know, creating an infection past the barrier of the skin. But for the most part, running around in hospitals and washing your hands, I don't want to say you shouldn't do it, but it's really boost the patient's immunity. So what sets up pink eye? So I go and I look about pink eye in animals, beef cattle. And so they're talking about this and what it occurs, which main bacterium that causes it, and so on and so on. Well, look, the bacterium was always there. So they're looking at flies and things that, you know, they swarm around the eyes and then carry it and so on. But they do notice here in the animals that most of the cases of pink eye occur in the spring, summer, and fall. Now, let me make some sense of that with you with what happened to me. I've told this story before. I never had an eye infection in my life until I started using vitamin D, and I started using some hefty doses for a while. And vitamin A and D compete for storage in the liver. They're both fat-soluble nutrients. And so as you get more vitamin D, you crowd out vitamin A. Well, vitamin A is needed to make mucin. Mucin, the mucus that we have. And the mucin layer on your tear film is what first coats the surface of the eye, and then there's water on top of that, and then oil on top of that. So the mucin layer is deficient, and you get an eye infection. So sure enough, I didn't have enough vitamin A. I don't eat butter. And sure enough, I twice had eye infections till I sorted it out myself, began to take a little bit of vitamin A here and there in between my courses of vitamin D like every other day, and I haven't had an eye infection. Well, of course, you're going to get more vitamin D in summer and spring, and it's going to be stored in your liver, so you still have some in the fall. So you get winter pink eye. See, the point is you're getting too much vitamin D and not enough vitamin A. So there's the lesson. We need to boost our immune system. It's not hand washing. That isn't going to – yes, the germs are there, but your skin is just covered with Staphylococcus bacteria. It's just – tons of it. Your mouth is loaded with Streptococcus, millions and millions of that bacterium. So it's an acid-forming bacteria that causes the cavities that we get in the mouth. They grow back. They're there perpetually. Build up your immunity. So the lesson there, hey, Milwaukee Brewers, banning the high fives and all that. That's nonsense. Go get some vitamin A.
Just hey, Bill, can I ask you a quick question about pink eye before we go to the next topic? I mean, I think I've had pink eye once, and sometimes people come into the store with pink eye. Is it harmful in any way or just annoying?
Well, you will need an antibiotic and antibiotic drops, and you certainly don't want it to keep roaring because, you know, eye infections can be an issue and you could lose some of your sight and so on. So you don't want it to progress. And it's so annoying, and it can mess up your vision. So the conjunctivitis and the infection will get into the visual area, so you don't want to go there. It does help to do other things like vitamin C and zinc and things like that. By the way, zinc is in the news, and let me tell our audience a little bit more what we're going to talk about today. There's a giant battle over sugar, added sugar, and labels, food labels. So there's a giant battle. We're going to tell you about that. Tell you about a new cholesterol-lowering drug, a new class
oh, boy.
Of these drugs. Boy, they'll think up everything here, but it's amazing. We're going to talk about, wine headaches. Are they caused by the sulfites in the wines? Not really. That's an interesting little topic because everybody deals with it from time to time. And we're going to talk about saunas and how they lower cardiovascular risk better than cholesterol pills, if you can believe this.
Not surprised.
Getting in one of those, what do they call them, the dry heat saunas. And we're going to talk a little bit about immortality. Did I say immortality? Bill Gifford, a wonderful health writer, talking about in his book called Spring Chicken, Stay Young Forever or Die Trying. So he's got a new book talking about the immortality seekers, and we're going to chat about that a little bit. So there, you've got the rundown a little bit of what we're going to talk about on a few other sundry things. But I wanted to mention about zinc lozenges because they're in the news. And the story is, look, wasn't echinacea the top-selling herb along with garlic for a number of years running? I believe it was. And now, how many milligrams of echinacea does it take to help build your immunity? Everybody was taking it so they wouldn't get a cold, remember?
Yeah, and honestly, most herbalists will tell you that's not the best herb for that. It's great for fighting a cold in high doses, but not necessarily a tonic, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the high doses were thousands of milligrams, weren't they? I mean, 5,000?
When echinacea worked, you really should take 2-3 capsules every few hours for a few days. It was something
that's a lot of money and a lot of bother. And, you know, some people were doing this for prevention every day. The point is, George Eby, a wonderful guy in Texas, came along and showed that zinc acetate lozenges, you have to have the zinc. You go to the stores, they've, bastardized this. They have taken and made it look like every form of zinc for colds is the one used in the study in the right dose. And as the headlines are saying today, it does work. Zinc lozenges do. 80 milligrams zinc acetate for the common cold. It reduces nasal discharge by a third, nasal congestion by a third, scratchy throat by a third, and cough by almost 50%. So it really knocks it down. And the duration of the cold, which is what we're really after, it shortens it by 42%. So this is really something. And, of course, the problem is you're not getting that 80 milligram. Go in the store and look what you're getting. Can you find something in your store that's the 80 milligrams zinc acetate, David?
No, I think the strongest we carry is about 20-23. And I think the rationale, Bill, is zinc on an empty stomach or sometimes even can often produce nausea. It's harmless. But a lot of the companies don't want to put that higher dose because people will take one, get nauseous, and return it. So, you have to take a few of them, but we have zinc acetate, but they seem to only make about 20.
Well, anyway, the rule is, or the story is, echinacea, it got high rating, and it's just clumsy to do it and doesn't perform anywhere near like zinc acetate. Then the commercial forces come along, and, you know, some guy does offer zinc acetate in 80 milligrams. Some guy comes along with a package that looks the same, hard to figure out whether it's the same dosage, and you'll buy it because it's cheaper. So this race to the bottom in price, and you're not getting the zinc acetate lozenges, 80 milligrams, like George Eby wonderfully showed, should be the top cold remedy, should be the top one. It's hard to get that in kids. It is a lozenge because it's in your mouth where it belongs. It needs to be in the oral cavity. So anyway, a wonderful answer, goofed up by the industry itself for not offering the one that science says. So science says, and what's that game show where what's the guy say? Something says, you know, whatever it is.
Simon
anyway,
says. Yeah, there you go.
Simon says. Well, that's another one that the kids played, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the food industry waging a bitter battle over added sugar labels. And this is interesting because my son and I went grocery shopping today, and we were trying to find everything that was free of sugar, and it would have been better just finding everything that was sugar in it. So potato chips have sugar in it.
Yeah.
A peanut butter, all of them, only one brand, Laura Scudder's, has no sugar. Now look, you don't need the sugar in there. Laura Scudder's proved it. So, you know, it's all trying to get your taste buds, and then you like that one. And, of course, what's the kind they put in there, that high fructose stuff?
That we've talked about. You know, Bill, I was reading the article real quick, and the companies were saying, hey, look, the label says, you know, 10 grams of sugar, 30 grams of sugar, whatever. What more information do you need? And they're straining a point because they don't want you to know that they took a fruit juice that had 5 grams of sugar and they added 20 more. They don't want you to know what they put in it.
Yeah, some of these things are a little sugary and sweet. Beef jerky, just loaded with sugar. I mean, you can hardly taste the beef jerky anymore. And, of course, soups, canned soups, they pour it in there. The cranberry growers are mad because their product is so bitter you can't stand it, so they have to really load the sugar in there, and they don't want that to be known. And so you get going and going and going, and so everybody has a financial concern. I'm sorry that we really need this added sugar thing, this label. And, you know, so what's Coca-Cola doing? In the midst of this, Coca-Cola hires over 1,000 experts and dietitians. Believe this. This is in Associated Press. Coca-Cola works with health experts to promote cans of Coke as a healthy snack. And they got these mini cans.
Sorry.
A healthy snack. Well, and, you know, these nutritionists are behind this thing. And we have a network of dietitians we work with, said this agency. Every big brand works with bloggers or paid talent. So in other words, these bloggers go on online and say various things. Well, you know, it's a lot better for your health if you eat these smaller portion mini cans of Coke. This is what Kat James said, author of
Truth About Beauty.
Truth About Beauty, and she's into the no sugar, low carb diets, and she's saying, you know, low carb is not good. It has to be no carb. You're not going to kill off the yeast, the candida albicans, the sugar-craving yeast in your digestive tract until you cut off the sugar entirely. You're not going to get free of this. And, you know, all of this stuff, I mean, even PepsiCo owns Frito-Lay, Tostito. They're posing that kids have those in their, you know, as a snack in their lunch pail. It goes on and on here. I mean, here's a dietitian. I won't say her name. And she had written an article that was sponsored by Coke, but it doesn't say that on her website. It doesn't say she was being paid. And she said, I absolutely think I provided valuable information. And then she said, this was another dietitian. She said, I could not recall, you know, that I was paid for the article mentioning diet sodas. Couldn't recall herself. You know, I mean, come on. You know,
Bill, so what are we supposed to take away for this? Okay, I'll bite. Okay, so Fritos is probably better for my child than Skittles.
Yeah,
But
there's one for you.
Yeah,
so,
that's
and
great.
Then, you know, in the light of these things, here's another headline today. Obesity raises women's risk of 7 cancers by 40%. And so here we are. We get obese because we got this hidden sugar in everything. They're after our taste buds. They're going to, you know, hide all this stuff. and they say it's already disclosed on the label, but you can't see that they added more sugar to your orange juice. You can't see they added more sugar to things that were already a little bit sweet. So you can't see it unless you let, you know, they're doing this against you. So here we are. What should we do? Should we just let the cancer run rampant because we're going to affect a few jobs over at Coca-Cola, frankly? You know, I don't know where we go. So many crossed wires in our society today. Can't get anywhere. Two steps forward, three steps back.
You know, let's take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. I want to tell everybody about a new book I got. And I also am dying to hear about this new cholesterol drug. We're going to take a short break, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for nutrophobia.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. I want to tell you about a new book that I'm reading, and I just got it on my Kindle. And, you know, Bill, I'm a guy that likes books. I've been to your health library. It's very impressive. I really enjoy just looking at the shelves and seeing all the books that you hadn't read. And I'm a guy that likes to collect books and hold them. But I'll have to say, I read a lot.
I'm gagging. Come on, you're plugging me. I mean, it's our show, and how does the audience really?
Well, hey, look, I'll tell you something. I'm not gonna refrain from saying nice things about you.
That's nice, but we're really here for the audience.
But I want to be here for the audience and tell them something that, you know, you were talking a while back, and I saw your presentation at the National Health Federation Awards dinner, and you put a new book out on Kindle saying we already know how to cure cancer, and it talks about, and you have the studies in there about so much of the things that you just mentioned about sugar and obesity, and I just want people to know that it's out there. If you go to Amazon, you don't have to plug your book, Bill, but this is an important message that you had, and not everybody got to hear your presentation. So, you know, go to Amazon, and you can either search for Bill Sardi, S-A-R-D-I, or we already know how to cure cancer. But it's not a giant book. You can read it, but it's very instructive. And kudos to you, Bill. Thank you for the book. I bought one, and I'm reading it.
The book is for the person who's desperate, who has run out of options, has gone through chemo and radiation, has no other options, and will finally pay attention. And, of course, out of fear, they don't dare do anything but what the doctor has offered until, of course, they've run out of options. So at that point, maybe they'll read what really causes cancer and how to fix it, and sugar is the cause of cancer. But what can you do about it? There's some exhaustive resources, clicks, and links, so you can check up on what I said. I like to do that. And, of course, my standards of writing are higher even than the New York Times or Wall Street Journal or any commercially available source of information about health, because we cite things and let people check up on me directly. So we think it's important. If you have a loved one suffering with cancer, the book is 39 pages, available at Amazon. I think it's $5.99.
Yeah, very reasonable.
You get this book. We already know how to cure cancer. So I hope that helps somebody out there who's desperate and wants to find their way out of this thing.
And Bill, I want to talk. Okay, just real quick, before I ask you about this cholesterol drug, I want to just illustrate for people. I was reading the article that said that the government, and we talked about this, is now going to stop the danger of cholesterol foods. They've admitted that there's no evidence that foods that contain cholesterol cause heart disease. And the author of this article then said something. She said, but it's still a good idea not to eat so many meat, because the meat and dairy industry are destroying the planet, and the planet would be much more sustainable if people, you know, ate a more vegetarian diet. Now, no references, no citations, and actually that's not true. Monocrop agriculture is probably the worst for the planet. I don't want to go down that road, but I appreciate it. I just want everybody to tell, when Bill says something in his books, and the nice thing about the ebook is you don't have to go look, you could just click on it. So so how about these new cholesterol drugs?
Well, we're back. You know, the European Heart Journal a few months ago said that they went through thousands of patients and they could not find where cholesterol or high blood pressure or blood sugar were risk factors for mortal heart disease. Believe this. They could not find it among thousands, but they did find that the calcium in your arteries, which stiffens it, is related to mortal heart attacks. So it's calcium and not cholesterol. Now, in light of that, they just shove that aside, and they're still pushing the cholesterol mantra, and this paradigm exists. We have this cholesterol phobia, so people aren't going to give it up. We've got 30 million Americans on statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, but we would have a lot more, but so many people try statin drugs and give up using them because of the horrible side effects. And so they take those people out of the studies and then tell you it's relatively safe because they abandon taking it, so they're obviously, you know, can't be reported as a side effect. At any rate, what happens is for two-thirds of the people on the statin drugs, they're not even reaching their target numbers, the ones who are compliant and taking it. So the whole thing's a flop. It's not working. And now they've developed a new class of cholesterol-lowering drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors. And the good part about this for the doctors, it's injected. The doctors inject it once a week or once a month. I think that's what it is. It's
so
once
I can't
a month.
Go take it myself. I got to go
so
to the
then,
office.
So then you have full compliance, and you still take your statin pills, but you do this as well. And it's going to be, how expensive it's going to be. But now you've got to run down to the doctors. This is a cash cow for the doctors. It's exactly what they did with macular degeneration. They injectable drugs instead of oral ones. And the retina surgeons are making a killing on it when there are oral pills that, well, do just as well. And the point is that doctors are going to circle the wagons around this and make sure it works. And what's interesting about it is that they're saying, well, it's relatively safe. But if I read this correctly, the side effects are greater than the number of people who benefit. So I think, you know, it was something like after a certain amount of time, yeah, here it is, just under 1% suffered a heart attack compared to over 2% on the placebo pill. So supposedly that would have cut the risk in half. This is where we get a 1% improvement becomes a 50% relative improvement, and it sounds like more than, you know, 50 out of 100, you know, were spared from a heart attack. Spared from a heart attack, but not a mortal heart attack. We're still doing the same thing. And the FDA is letting these companies race to develop these things. They think they'll be approved by 2017. And they're for people who have what we call familial, that is in your family, hypercholesterolemia, which is high cholesterol. So you have a family propensity, a genetic inborn error of some kind. You make a lot of cholesterol. Well, okay, but see, they're going to get that approved for those people and then use it off-label for everybody else. And for the, quote, the ones who can't tolerate, that are statin drug intolerant. Okay, so here they go again. But my question is, so they lower your cholesterol. Did they lower the risk of dying? No, there's no evidence. They've been testing these drugs for a while now. I've got reports here that go back 2, 3, 4 years, and they've been testing this class of drugs and saying it's a promising therapy, meeting a largely unmet need. I'm just reading what they're saying in these reports. I tried to check some of the dates here. Most of them are recent. Some of them are last year. Some of them date before that. But the point is that it really gets after the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. But
you mean the one that's really important for your brain health?
Yeah. Now here's one I'm reading. Yeah, the one for the brain health. But
it is.
So serious adverse events were 81.4% and 7.1%. So 81 for adverse events of any kind, and 7% for the serious ones. What do you mean? 8 out of 10 people have an adverse event. You're calling this relatively safe? The placebo was 73%. What? I mean, there was more side effects. It just didn't make any sense. So, and then in some of the studies, the placebo produced more side effects, but there was like a third of the people got side effects. Where do you get a third of the people on placebo getting side effects? I mean, they don't tell you what the placebo was. I looked in all the studies trying to see. Nobody will tell you. So, you know, it's another rigged deck here, and I see a lot of side effects like pharyngitis. This is sore throat and cough and infection and muscle aching and nasal congestion and so on. And of course, elevated liver enzymes, even diarrhea.
So is this just some other way to mess up liver function so cholesterol goes down?
I, you know, it's just really hard. And then, of course, here's another headline. This is all kind of Wall Street stuff. Here's I won't say the drug company, cholesterol drug succeeds in mid-stage study, just a new report out from Reuters. And, of course, what's the second sentence say? This company's shares were up 6.5% to $82.13. I mean, it's all about money. It's not about getting well, and it's not about preventing death. You know, as we've said, about up to 72% of sudden mortal heart attacks are occurred by electrical conduction problems, an electrical storm in the heart. They have nothing to do with cholesterol, and cholesterol drugs have nothing to do with preventing sudden mortal heart attacks. Cholesterol is a sidebar. So this is what goes on. Now get this one.
Okay.
Hope you're all ready for this one. Clinical Epigenetics, February of 2015. Vitamin B12 insufficiency induces cholesterol synthesis, and then it does it by limiting something called S-adenosylmethionine, which is SAMI. You can get it in health food stores. It's produced by folic acid and so on. The point is, it's a lot of high science. Wait a minute. You're B12 deficient. You don't need a statin drug to fix your cholesterol. You need vitamin B12. That's what it says.
So in other words, low B12, you overproduce cholesterol.
You do. And so, you know, the point is, find something that works and is cheap, and of course they're never going to tell you about that. So modern cardiology is bereft these days. Modern medicine is nothing short of racketeering, and you're just a victim of all of it. That's just the way it is. So I don't know what to say anything short of this. People are dying. How do I sit here as a health journalist and, you know, ease the pain of the delivering that kind of a message? It's uncomfortable. There's 30 million Americans, a lot of them, some of them listening to this show. And, of course, what do you tell them? They haven't got the gumption to tell their doctor to, hey, I need something else besides a statin drug. It's, you know, so it's your life and it's in your hands, and you've turned it over to your doctor, and doctors have reigned with their own self-interest. That's what they're doing, and makes you a victim of the whole system. So
hey, I'll tell you what. I have a, as we take a break here and have a Heart Health Radio, a question I suggest that one asks one's doctor, and you can ask it respectfully, but you can come into the doctor and say, doctor, I want to have good cardiovascular health, but I don't want to be medicated. Just tell me how to do it. Tell me how to have a healthy heart without drugs, and I'll do anything you say. And just find out if they even know. Like at least they may say, well, I think you should take the drug, but here's what you do. And if your doctor doesn't have any idea how to tell you to achieve good cardiovascular health or any other kind of health, digestive health, bone health, without drugs, then maybe at least try to find a different one. We'll take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. And by the way, pay attention to our spots because we want to hear from you. And in the spots, we'll tell you about our email address, haveaheart@thebright.com, and also toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. Give us a question, and we can actually take that recording of your message, and we can put it on the air, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Don't be shy. Email the show. haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Your two hosts, yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and Bill Sardi, investigative health journalist. Now, you know, Bill, my wife and I have always liked enjoying red wine, but several years ago, it would seem to Brenda that she would drink red wine and get headaches, and that white wine didn't seem to bother her. But I've talked to so many people that say, oh, you know, I can't drink red wine, gives me headaches, it's probably the sulfites that they put in there. There's been some research. Did it confirm this?
Believe it or not, after all of this, there is no wine that's sulfite-free. They have low sulfite wines, but you need some sort of stabilizer to stop the fermentation process, and they add these sulfites to do that. So apparently, and let's see, this is at Wall Street Journal, they did quite an extensive report on this, and the headaches that people get seem to come from cheap wines, especially the bubbly ones, you know, the sparkling ones, where they add sugar. The cheap wines add sugar for weddings and, you know, things like this, and toasting, and so you get these headaches from the sugar, not necessarily, I mean, vodka's pure alcohol. So do you get a headache from that? No, you'd think it would be the sulfites then. Well, but no, it's the sugar. See, so this is the problem you're getting as they're making cheap wines. And you do get, now I will say for a lot of folks, I once in a while have a little wine with a meal, and you got to be careful if you're driving home. But, what they do is they want to ask you, do you want a wine with your meal? And then they come out with that wine bottle right away and try to get you to gulping it down before you eat. So I try and educate, please don't, we're going to have some wine, but not until the food arrives. Then they forget because this is just their routine, and you never did get your wine. But wine is wonderful to help you digest your food, to help you enjoy the evening. And one glass is, as far as I can go to recommend, because the second glass you're really starting to get somewhere. But apparently there's no such thing as a sulfite-free wine, and it's not the sulfite that's causing all this. It's the cheap wines that add the sugar. And, of course, we
back
were talking,
to sugar.
About,
back
talking
to sugar.
About sugar before. And I will bring up a study that was done in 2012. And they did this study. It was done in Spain. And they took men who drank 10 ounces of red wine or 10 ounces of non-alcoholic red wine or 3 ounces of gin. That's, alcoholic okay. spirits. And they did this for a month. And they wanted to see what they did. Okay, and they tested the heart risk, okay? And the non-alcoholic red wine was associated with a significant decrease in blood pressure and lowering heart disease risk by 14% and the risk of stroke by 20%. The alcoholic red wine, however, did not appear to have such effects. Now, this is a pretty striking study. Now, I'm not saying that wine that's alcoholic never did work for us. But it works by creating a nitric oxide effect, which then dilates or widens the blood vessels, keeps our circulation going, and sends this health signal that goes through. But it was the polyphenols, we call them, the red wine solids. When I was a kid, and my dad, being Italian, drank red wine, there was solids at the bottom of the bottle. Well, it got to be that consumers didn't like that. But that's the good stuff. And, of course, now what we did, our sponsor, Longevinix, just takes those red wine solids and uses them without the alcohol. So now you can get the full benefit without alcohol. I think it's 40% of the public doesn't even drink alcohol of any kind. They're teetotalers. The problem is the teetotalers won't live longer than the wine drinkers. The wine drinkers will live longer now. Only those who drink in modest amounts, but even modest amounts, the 3 to 5 glasses they're saying that works for the French is enough for inebriation and not driving a car. So mm-hmm. I make people aware. But the point is, there is an option, and that is, okay, if you really love the wine, drink one glass, and then you can have the red wine pills. The only red wine pill that's dosed appropriately so you get the same amount of red wine solids you'd get in 3 to 5 glasses of wine is Longevinix, our sponsor's product. The rest of them haven't got a clue how to dose it, and that's where you get the full benefit. Too much negates the benefits. Too little, as we say, teetotalers don't get any benefit. It's the polyphenols. It's the wine solids. It's the resveratrol, the major red wine molecule. It's quercetin. There's 72 of these molecules in grapes, but the concentrated ones that through fermentation of the wine are what we call catechin, quercetin, and resveratrol. And those classes of nutrients are in Longevinix, our sponsor's wonderful product. Longevinix is at longevinix.com, like the word longevity, Longevinex. If you're interested, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. A few hundred people every month find out about Longevinix. We have new customers all the time. They want to find out more about it. 866-405-4000. And you can get all the poop, as we say, all of the information you want. They'll send you free information all about the world's best-tested red wine pill called Longevinix. 866-405-4000. We won't belabor you over these little ad plugs in here, but we like to tell people about what we do and how we keep this show on the air.
Yesterday, real quick, Bill, a lady walked in, and she was buying another box of Longevinex, and she had been trying it for a month, and she goes, I really find this fascinating. I'm trying to be objective, but I noticed right away my appetite changed. It seemed like my blood sugar was a lot more stable. And I know the researchers that are trying to monkey with resveratrol and make it a drug are particularly interested in its effect on blood sugar. And she said she's also noticed that she felt a lot less calm and anxiety. So she's trying it again. I just wanted to throw that in. But she said she noticed something right away. So I'll just pass that along.
Okay, just for truth in lending and everything else here, throw out your Longevinex red wine pills and replace it with a Sonabeth. Well, I not really replace it, but and it's kind of hard to find. You know, I've always wanted a Sonabeth in my home. There's just no place to put one. But a wonderful study, Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine Journal, February 23, 2015, and they're showing increased frequency of sauna bathing is associated with a meaningful reduced risk of sudden cardiac death, coronary heart disease, and cardiovascular disease, and all causes of mortality. That's better than a statin drug. The reduction was, let me see, 0.37, so the reduction was 63%. Wow, that's huge. That was, now that's for people getting 2 to 3 sauna sessions a week. And let me see, did it go up? Yeah, as 7 bathing sessions a week was even a better protection. The point is, now you needed to stay in the sauna 19 minutes or more. They did this 11 minutes and then up to 19 minutes. And so the people that lasted a little bit longer tended to get this effect. And we've talked about why it works. A little bit of biological stress, heat, turns on an internal antioxidant protection system through a gene called NRF2, and little antioxidants get produced that are enzymatic naturally in your body. It's called endogenous antioxidants, glutathione, catalase, superoxide dismutase, and those get switched on. So if you have a heart attack, if you have a stroke, it minimizes the damage to the point of not even getting any damage. That's why the French, where they believe have so many silent heart attacks, the wine-drinking French, there's no damage, and they have a heart attack, but no damage at all. And so, okay, so, you know, the point is, we can't all get a sauna, but I did tell you about it. And the point is, okay, we're back to our Longevinex pill, because Longevinex is doing the very same thing. Okay?
NRF2 activating
the same enzymes, doing the same thing. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't go out and get a sauna. I mean, the more frequently you do these little things, and we've talked about, you know, people that jump in radium springs, these water springs that have, you know, a little bit of radiation in them. And so the radon gas comes up into the spring, and just that little bit of radiation, again, turns, it's a biological stress, and it turns on the same defenses. So modest biological stresses, wine is a modest biological stress only when consumed in a range of 3 to 5 glasses. Up, you don't want the alcohol. Okay, the only pill that's dosed in that range and properly doing it and knows about it is Longevinex, our sponsor's product. But there you go. Sauna works too. So truth in wine drinking, we're telling you the whole story here about health and how it works. And there's lots of evidence in these climate countries like Iceland and so Norway, where they have a lot of saunas, that there is a health effect there. That people jump into those springs, you know, those hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a summer camp leader, we used to play a trick on kids. You know, we'd have 8, 10, 12-year-olds. We'd take them out on some unbelievable hike on a very hot day and would tell them, you know, we're going to get to the springs, you know, and, you know, up over this mountain and down these trees and over here, and these kids are huffing puffing. And when we said, okay, here we are, and there was some bed springs there. That was it. Was a whole joke on it. Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking you were going to get him to jump in a hot springs thinking it was cold water.
Well, you know, I hope Longevinex doesn't let you down. No, we're not playing that trick on you either. Look at the science. See that it works. With the 10 years we've been involved in this red wine pill story. It still has yet to be widely adopted in America and throughout the world, but it should be because it's got so many enemies. You know, people will wonder, but I run this Longevinix company, and we've actually gotten threat letters from modern medicine. People don't want to sign their name on it, but it came from a major university, and they told us that we don't stop our research, they're going to put us out of business. Well, I guess we're, you know, what do they say? You haven't made any waves in your lifetime, you probably, and a few enemies, you haven't done anything. So yeah. That's.
Hey, I want to ask you one thing before we take a break here, because again, you can take Longevinix, you can get the benefits of 3 to 5 glasses of red wine without the alcohol or the sulfites or anything like that. But for those people that might be saying, well, you know, I like red wine, and maybe you sit at home all day and you want to drink 3 glasses of wine. But my point is also, it's not just any red wine, right? I guess any red wine that's actually fermented would have some resveratrol, but you can't necessarily count on any bottle of red wine you're going to go out and buy to have a decent amount, or am I wrong?
I try to suggest aged, dark, 2-year aged, dark red wine, and you want to hold it up and to the light, and if you can't see through it, that means it's got a lot of wine solids in it. A good grape that it comes from would be like a Malbec from South America, Malbec wine. You'll find is more of a medicinal wine than the cheaper wine. So you want a good, thick, aged wines. The ones that aren't aged, you don't get the same number of molecules in it.
Okay, so I just wanted to make it clear, you can't necessarily go to the grocery store and get a $5 bottle of red wine and expect that you're getting the benefits that you might get from the right kind of aged wine. All right, we'll take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Pay attention to our spots. We got good information. We'll be right back.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. You know, Bill, you mentioned this new book, How to Achieve Immortality or Die Trying, and I want to hear about that. But now, I'm a person that's fairly aggressive with vitamin D3. I call what I take naked in Africa vitamin D3. because I think that's what you should get. And I saw an article seeming to indicate that, you know, high doses of vitamin D was associated with higher risk of heart disease, and trying to get away from that is one of the reasons why I take it. And the Vitamin D Council had some thoughts, but I thought, did that make sense to you?
What makes sense to me?
Well, that quote, high doses of vitamin D3 would...
Oh, that would, ridiculous study.
Yeah.
What they did was did blood levels and said if you had these ridiculously very high blood levels, that it increased your risk of death. Well, folks, did anybody ever get sun poisoning and die or increase their risk from too much sun? Because that's what you get. You make vitamin D from the sun. So there's something wrong with this study.
Well, one of the things that the Vitamin D Council said, Bill, was they measured the blood levels every 7 years. So this allows – I know. Well, but for everybody listening, so for instance, Bill here could be deficient in vitamin D for 6.5 years. Then I talk him into taking a supplement. So he takes a supplement, and then we test him, and his levels are kind of high, at least by medical standards. So then he goes on the chart as high vitamin D levels. Now, because he's been deficient for 6.5 years, he has a cardiovascular problem, and they blame it on the high levels. So they went through it's so sketchy that even it's a mild association in the first place and no proof. Most of the hard studies on vitamin D3 would point in the other direction. When you were mentioning that calcium is the culprit, one of our employees here said a really interesting thing. She goes, they don't call it cholesterification of the arteries. They call it calcification of the arteries. So vitamin D3 manages calcium. So if you have good levels, you tend to keep calcium in your bones, out of your arteries. So I think that's bogus, but I'm sure it will scare people.
Listen, before we're over with this show, we set you up. We told you about internal antioxidants your body will make when it's exposed to heat, like from a sauna. It will do it when it's exposed to, like, radiation from a radiation in springs, water springs, radium springs. We told you it can happen from the right dose of red wine or take the alcohol out, the wine solids like you find in our sponsor's product, Longevinix. Okay, and now here's the setup, folks. Want to find out how to do this real cheap?
Yeah.
Our other sponsor's product, Garlinex, the world's first alkalinized buffered garlic pill that assuredly provides the allicin, the key molecule that does all the heavy lifting in a garlic pill. That wonderful product is pungent, and the body perceives it as a biological threat. And, of course, it turns on the NRF2 gene, and you get those internal antioxidants. And, of course, what's wonderful about it is that you get that effect for $8.60 a month. A Garlinex, it comes in a little bag of 30 capsules, a one-month supply. You pay about $11.50 or so for a bag, but if you get 3 bags, 3 months supply, you get one free. Shipping is absolutely free, and it's, well, $8 and change a month, and what's not to like about it? So if you want to do all this on the cheap and turn on that immortality switch that we're talking to you about, because we're going to be talking about Bill Gifford's book called Spring Chicken, Stay Young Forever or Die Trying. And Bill Gifford is a wonderful writer, and this is a book worth reading. Someone alive today will live to celebrate their 1,000th birthday. 1,000th birthday. Wow. This is what gerontology theorist Aubrey de Grey has to say. He's a fellow over in Britain with a long beard. And this is what he hopes for. And Bill Gifford's a little bit more of a scientist. And he's pointing out some more, well, realistic things that where we're going to go. But what he does point out, we are already living longer. I mean, apparently there are going to be more adults buying diapers than that'll outsell infant diapers here very soon. This is the demographics we get. So we are living longer, but we're living in misery. And the point is that when we talk to people about living longer, as Bill Gifford says, we need to talk about increasing the health span, the number of healthy years, not just the number of years. And so, you know, the point is, who wants to live 20 more years in a wheelchair, drooling, and you can't remember anything? So the point is that you get both. That's the whole idea of these longevity efforts. And he's pointing out, you know, in our 40s, our ability of the body to utilize oxygen decreases by about 10%, and about 15% in our 50s, another 20% in our 60s. And by the time we're in our 70s, we lose another 30% of our ability to use oxygen. And when we don't use oxygen for cell energy, we begin to use sugar, and that's the very definition of cancer.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that.
This is the story how this works. But he's pointing out there were different elixirs of life. All of these things were played with 100 years ago, and he's talking about a fella in France, and he was this seems rather odd, but dog semen, testicles, and blood that he injected into himself.
Ouch.
As a remedy for aging. Now, it sounds a little wacky, but the point is they were doing this. Another thing
They
didn't have Longevinex, but another thing they did in the 1800s was heterochronic parabiosis. Well, what's that? They sutured two animals together. They opened up a wound on their side and fused them together so the blood system in an old animal would mix with that of a young. Well, they just recently did that kind of a study, and they found out that the older animals live longer getting that younger blood. And they're now going to be trying experiments in this very... Folks, look, you don't have to go down for brain, you know, get some kids, you know, who become professionals at donating blood to older people so that, you know, and let it infuse in while you get rid of some of the blood in your system. I mean, this whole thing, they showed that you could do this with what? Resveratrol, the red wine pill. It's the iron and the calcium that builds up in our system. We need to take it out with chelators. Those chelators are chelators, the way it's spelled, C-H-E-L-A-T-O-R-S, and you get those working, and that's what does it all. And you don't need to have, you know, some 10-year-old infusing young blood into you. What you need is to make your blood young again, and that's, of course, what Longevinex, our sponsor's product, does. So the point is that we're seeing more and more of these books being written about. We do live in an era of aging is optional, and we're going there anyway, okay? Despite ourselves, despite whatever we're doing and eating too much sugar, we're living longer. We're just living in more misery and chronic disease. Don't let that happen to you. Find the secrets of a very long health span and lifespan, a calorie-restricted diet. You take away half the calories of an animal, and it will live a very long, cancer-free life, almost impervious to disease, and the disease comes late in life, and the animals about double their lifespan. Well, wow, we're talking about living 150 years. So healthy years, if you're afraid to live super long, don't be. I mean, for folks who don't believe it, well, read the Bible. The patriarchs did it. And, you know, how did they do it? Well, my thinking is the earth was young, and the radiation was coming from the crust of the earth, and everything got exposed to mild amounts of radon gas and radiation, like those water springs I talked to you about, and that's why the biblical patriarchs lived so long.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So in other words, we have these areas around the world that are purported to be healing springs or healing caves.
Correct.
And what's usually similar in all these places is they have a slight raise, not a dangerous one, but a slight raise in radiation. So you're saying the whole planet was like that a long time ago.
There's an island off of Greece, Icarus or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And one side of the island has more radiation coming out of the ground, terrestrial radiation, than the other side. And the side where the radiation is, they're living exceptionally long. Not that they don't live long on the whole island, but it's remarked over on the side where the water springs are and where people go bathing there, and all of that is going on. We need, believe it or not, a little bit of biological stress. Can you believe this? Fukushima, Japan, not right in that immediate radiation zone, but the surrounding zone, those people are going to probably live longer because they're being exposed to a little bit of increased background radiation. So we didn't say this was legit for them to blow up atomic power plants.
No, it's not an excuse for a disaster, yeah.
But the point is, if you can measure this out, there was a scientist, I wrote about it in my book, You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer, about it, in Japan, and he took and exposed all of his cancer patients to low-dose, total-body radiation, and produced remarkable cures, and he got colon cancer and submitted himself to the same treatment and was cured of his colon cancer. And he called for a worldwide conference on the use of low-dose radiation to cure cancer, and, of course, nobody paid any attention. So we're so phobic about a little exposure to radiation, just a little bit of radiation, just a little bit of heat like sauna, just a little bit of cold, that's cold stress. You can get heat stress. These are things. And we'll be talking a little bit more about cold stress soon. And of course, the thing that mimics all this is the starvation stress signal. And, of course, you can get that in a pill that mimics a low-calorie diet, a calorie-restricted or near-starvation diet. Not starvation, but really just a limited-calorie diet. And that would be the red wine pill. Resveratrol Longevinix is the best-tested brand. That's how you get super longevity. That's how you get a prolonged health span and lifespan. Or, as somebody once said, you put life in your years as well as years in your life. So it's here for the taking, folks. Run out and get it for free. You find some radium springs, get a sauna bath, drink a little wine, not too much. The Bible cautions you're going to lose your control, to limit it to one glass, so be careful there. If you're teetotalers, you can try the Longevinix pill. The point is, there are secrets. This is rooted in great science, and the world isn't running to it. And why?
My doctor didn't tell me.
Well, because the medical system is given to what can we bill insurance for. And folks don't know how to make a decision about this. They can't make a decision unless my doctor tells me. And so, we don't know how to make a decision about where to invest our money. We don't know about things that, the way they cloak things in modern societies, they make a whole profession around a language you don't understand. Look at the language of law. I mean, you have to hire an attorney. You can't go into a courtroom because you don't understand all the laws and the lingo. And the same thing in medicine. It's very confusing. It took me years and years to understand what all these medical terms mean. So you get fooled. You're not, believe it or not, we've been had. Modern medicine's racketeering, and they're in it for the money. And they make no money if you're chronically healthy. They do make a lot of money if you're chronically ill, and they want to keep you around for a lot of years in chronic ill health. That's what they're doing now. No wonder so many people are afraid of living longer. They think it's the people they see living in a nursing home for 10, 20 years, incapacitated and overdrugged. So they think that's going to happen to them. I can't blame them. I wouldn't want to live that
long. I don't want to do that. And I have to tell you, Bill, Brenda's, my wife's stepmom, she was in the hospital. She had had a little a rectal bleeding incident, and they put her in the hospital for 4 days. We had sort of heard this from family. She's okay. She's come home, blah, blah, blah. So she called me up the other night, and she said, I want you to look at my medications and my supplements and just kind of, see what. And I asked her about what went on. Well, the whole story is rather interesting. So about a month before this, she goes to the doctor. They give her a stress test, all the tests. She's healthy as a horse. And they told her that. That's great. Okay? And on the way out, the doctor said, but with your age, you should take a baby aspirin. So they gave her a baby aspirin. She's fine. Well, suddenly, a few weeks later, she has this bleeding. And after they do all the tests, no cancer, no ulcers, no hemorrhoids, no nothing, they just go, oh, well, we don't know. Now, you and I both know why she was bleeding. It was the aspirin. But it got worse because, and good for her for standing up, they said, well, we think now you should go to rehab. She said, what for? I'm healthy. Well, you know, you're 82, you're in the hospital. They also wanted to send her home with someone to look after her and take care of her temporarily, see how she was doing. And I'm just feeling those clutches. You know, there somebody's, I'm going to come home and watch you. Oh, Mr. Sardi stumbled on the steps once. Mr. Sardi lost his keys. And the next thing you know, they line you up for treatment. But I said to her, Terry, who put you in the hospital? The doctor that gave you the aspirin.
By the way, how does aspirin work? Aspirin works by digging a little hole in your stomach lining and causing a little bit of bleeding, and you lose, because there's a lot of iron in blood, the hemoglobin binds to iron, and you lose a little bit of iron, and it's a chelator. It causes loss of iron, and you don't rust. That's how aspirin works. So we're trying to do that a safer way without inducing bleeding in your brain, which is what aspirin does, without inducing bleeding in your gastric tract, which can be uncontrollable and even mortal. What you want to do is use these natural mineral chelators, and you don't want to rust, you don't want to calcify, and that's what's in our wonderful sponsor's product, Longevinix. So, you know, find out more, live the life that David and I live, drug-free, medicine-free, and, you know, we don't have a lot of health care bills. Every once in a while, something pops up, but, you know, I'm able to get a large deductible and keep my health insurance down. And I cut my bill the other day, and the guy said, oh, we got this plan with all these medicines it'll pay for. I said, I don't use any medicines.
Yeah, forget. Hey, Bill, now, should we end the show without ever having given out the toll-free numbers where people can find out more about our sponsors, Longevinix or Garonex? Would that make us noble? Or are people listening to us going, well, who do I call? I mean,
866-405-4000 or Ghostbusters. You can call Ghostbusters. I mean, 866-405-4000 for Garlinex, that wonderful product that does so many things, just like, mimics a lot of the effects of the red wine pill. 866-674-3955, $8.60 a month when you buy a quantity, 4-month supply of Garlinex. 866-674-3955. I know a lot of folks do love that garlic product, and I love it, and a lot of folks getting a wonderful benefit from it. But, you know, it's a new life for us as we've lived it, as we share all this good science that's being overlooked by modern medicine, not put into practice. We want one or two people every show, and then we'll have a revolution of some kind.
Yep, it's going to be from the bottom up.
Can you back away from those medicines? For folks that are 65 years old and up, they're taking an average of 5 prescription drugs. You know, the modern medicine business is $864 billion of business a year selling prescription drugs, only $32 billion of dietary supplements. It should be the other way around. So good nutrition, Mother Nature, as David Stouter. He is the founder and operator and manager of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. Give him a call once in a while. When you are stymied about what, you know, you can get your cell phone and call him from the health food store you're in Southern California or Oregon or wherever you are, and he'd be happy to help you just out of the goodness of his heart. Wouldn't you, David? You got all that time, and I know that you're being hounded every minute ever since we started this show.
Well, I tell you what, I try to be available to people. So, you know, I have my own toll-free number. You can leave me a message, and I'm glad to get back to people. It's 800-67-APPLE, 800-672-7753. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can also leave us a message at 844-49-HEART. That's 844-49-HEART. For 3278. Ask us a question. We'll put it on the air.
And there you go, you know, promoting yourself again on a show. You know, we're accepting resumes for a new host on the show. So send those in too. David, I just can't handle this. I mean, you're constantly sticking your elbow in my soup bowl and, upstaging me. You know, I'm supposed to be the journalist that knows this stuff, and you end up knowing more than I do.
Do I really, Bill? Well, don't tell me. It'll go to my head. Yeah, you'd be better off to keep me in the dark. Hey, look, folks.
You know what we need here on the show is a good food fight. Then we can, you know, have a lot of fun with the audience. Listen, David and I do fight once in a while, and it's all in good jest here. We got to have health and humor. We do appreciate you listening to our little jabbing and against each other here and there. And David, I really do like you. I'm forced to say that. So,
yeah.
But
well, you know something. I think everybody listening to us, you know, Bill and I met many years ago, you know, just through our contacts with different nutritional companies, and we sort of would bump into each other every couple, 3 years. Something would come up, or we'd talk, or we'd do a little bit, but we kept getting closer and closer, and we just found that we both had, you know, were different people, but we had very similar things. We call this show Have a Heart Health Radio because we want to try to give you, yeah, we have sponsors and we appreciate you getting the products, but we want to reach out to you and we want to give you real science, a real perspective, some knowledge, and to use a hackneyed word, empowerment, so that you can make these health decisions. Because look, folks, you cannot drink yourself to sobriety with alcohol and you cannot medicate yourself to good health. It's just that simple. And yes, drugs can get you out of a jam, but you cannot medicate yourself to good health. Bill and I are both drug-free. We don't want free drugs. We're drug-free. And we love coming together and sharing this with you. And, you know, Bill, you're a remarkable fellow, and I'm glad to call you a friend. And I think we're doing the right thing here, and I think the people that listen to us appreciate it.
Well, we're joined at the hip, and we can't get rid of each other. So with that said, stay tuned for our next show, and you know, tell your friends. And remember now, we're online, so we send you an email. Sign up at the website. What's that URL again? Sign up at the website. Then we send you, every time we have a new broadcast, we let you know when it is. So you don't have to wait around for a certain hour on Sunday afternoon. As we broadcast, we'll let you know when you can tune in at any time. So,
all right. Well, we'll be back next time, folks. Thanks for being with us.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.